Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome. We are already at step 4 of our little series, 6 steps to your dream job. So we have gone through already how and where you find the vacancies for the job position that you want to have. That was episode 16. Then I have shared what makes your job application successful. That was episode 17, where you also find a free ebook with 4 of my own successful cover letters for open positions here in Finland, to which I have been invited to a job interview. Then in episode 18, I have listed many tips how you will master the job interview to really get the job. So now the situation is that this interview was successful. The company, your employer of choice, gets back to you and says, "We want you for this position. We would like to make you an offer." So what do you do with that? And maybe the first thing you think, of course, is you celebrate and you want to open a bottle of champagne. Well, yes, fair enough. It is extremely important that we value and celebrate our own successes. But think about the following. The journey is not over with this situation yet. That the company makes you a job offer, you take it, and you work there happily until your retirement. That would sound a little bit like a fairy tale, right? Because remember the following. Already when looking for the right vacancies, I have asked you, what do you want? How would you like to have it? How does your perfect job look like? So you knew what you wanted and you knew what you were looking for. And then this whole process started. That you were looking for vacancies, that you were sending out applications, that you went to the job interview with a company for a specific position. And that company has now made you an offer because they have concluded that you are the right candidate. You are the one they are looking for this position. But that question goes the way around as well. Is this the position and the employer and the working environment that you are looking for? Because you know what you want. So is this position now exactly what you want? And do you know enough about this position, about the company, their company culture and their working environment based on the discussions in the job interview, based on the people that you have met there and based on the offer, so that you are able to make a conclusion about all that? And if you have this voice screaming inside yourself, "Hell yes, this is exactly what I want," that's great, then go for it, please do it. But, and I think this is what happens to many of us, and that also happened to me all the times whenever I got a job offered. Most likely, there are these question marks flying around in your head. And this is completely normal. This does not mean that you are not appreciating the company or that you're arrogant because other people would be happy with such an offer and you're maybe not or still a bit hesitant. It is completely normal to still think a little bit critically. It is actually very important to do that. And if you are an intelligent and well-educated person, you will do that for sure. So the situation is, you get a job offered And maybe you received already the draft of the working contract, or they provide you all the facts and conditions in an email. So how do you decide what offer you accept? What are the facts that are important for you that you would like to be clarified before giving your go and signing anything? What kind of things would you like to know from the company before you decide to start working there? And once again, this has nothing to do with being arrogant or anything. This is about knowing what you want and also knowing your own value. And a potential employer who values you will understand that you come up with additional questions, or that there is something important for you that you would like to be clarified beforehand. Because you want to work, or you should work for this company for the next years in an ideal case. So the position, the working conditions, the contract, and also the salary should be in a way that you are happy with it. And if you clarify this beforehand, this gives also the employer the feeling that you know what you want and that you take care that this job is matching your wishes. So they can also feel safe that you are going to stay and work for them successfully for the next years and are not looking for new opportunities as soon as they come your way. So, first question. Is there something you still don't know about the company or your future workplace, but you feel you have to know this before you sign the contract? For example, would you like to know how the working environment, for example, the office, looks like? Because in the job interview, maybe you have only been in a meeting room for external visitors, or it was held completely virtually. But you feel for you, it would be important to see what is the working environment that you would act in if you do this job. Or would you like to know more about your future team if you have only met your potential manager in the job interviews, but you would like to know more who the other team members are and if you would get along with them? So it is not forbidden to ask for these things if this is important to you. You can ask if your potential manager could show you briefly around in the working environment in which you would be working in. Of course, if this is not a strictly confidential top secret space, but I assume that this is not the case for many of us. And maybe with this, you will also see some of your potential colleagues so that you can get an impression who they are. Or now, with many people working remotely, you could also ask if you can be in contact with some of your new potential team members via a brief phone call, or at least getting their LinkedIn contacts, whatever would be okay for you. And it is not forbidden to ask for something like that. Because only when you ask the right questions, you can get good answers. So there is no issue asking for something like that. And then you will see what the reaction or what the response is. And you can make your own conclusions from that. And I have, for example, asked to see the office environment and my potential workplace for the last two jobs that I have gotten here in Finland. Because I have once made the experience that I got a job in which I was not happy at all with my workplace and the office atmosphere. So that I concluded for myself, before I ever agree on working in a new company, I want to know how the office looks like, what is the atmosphere there, and what kind of people are around. And that was always made possible when I asked for it. It has always confirmed me then also to accept the position that was offered to me, that I felt really good with accepting the offer and signing the contract. So then, when you have clarified that, then there is the offer as such from the company, or the draft of the working contract, or the contractual conditions that the company maybe has provided you in whatever way. So that means things like working hours, employment time, working location, holidays, the salary, of course, and any other conditions required for your position. So holidays, working hours, this is something that in many cases is regulated by the Finnish law already, so there is less to negotiate here. But then, of course, the most important point, which is always negotiated, is the salary. And in many cases, you are already asked in the application process to mention your salary expectations. Sometimes it is asked directly in the job interview, or the company waits until the point when they make you the offer and then they come up with a proposal or ask you about this. And salary is also not just a discussion that that you have when you get into a new job. This is also a situation that repeats itself if you are already in a position but you want to renegotiate your salary. For example, now at the beginning of the year, or in general, if you have the feeling that you earn too less. So whatever way happens, it is again very crucial that you have clarity. What do you expect? What is your work worth? And what do you accept and what not? Because you want to be paid according to your value, right? So, do you know your own value and the value of your work? And do you know how you would like to have your salary? How much money do you want to earn with your job? How much money do you need to cover your monthly expenses plus having a nice life? And sometimes it is tricky to find reference points for this, especially if your last job has been abroad, where the conditions for working or for everyday life can be totally different, or if you have worked in a different business sector before. So to get an orientation, you can, of course, always reach out to other people. Ask your friends or contacts that you have what they earn in their position, or if at least they can give you a rough range if they don't want to mention the concrete amount. And I know that it can also feel uncomfortable to talk about money. In Germany, where I am from, this is even less common to do than in Finland, and I have made myself the experience that my Finnish friends just very openly over a coffee told me what their income is, and then me sitting there totally surprised or almost a bit shocked or a little embarrassed, like, okay, do they now want me to mention my income as well? But once again, only when you ask the right questions, you can get good answers. So if you want to know more about salary levels, you have to talk about it. And a second reference is, of course, also the salary that you had in your previous positions. And if that was abroad, you can always try to scale this salary level to the conditions that you have in Finland. Regarding costs for renting a flat and for the groceries that you have here, regarding taxes that you have to pay. And based on that, it should be your target to not earn less than you had in your previous job or in the previous years, especially not if you stay in the same business sector. Because you always learn. You have continuously developed further. With every experience that you have made in a professional situation or also in your everyday life until this present day, With every experience that you make, you are getting better. You are growing because you always learn something. And you will also develop further in the position that you have now or in the position that you are about to start. With the competences that you gain, with the responsibilities that you take. So the salary should reflect that. The salary is also your motivation for the next years to give 100% for this job, to do all your tasks with full motivation and with full focus, without any kind of small portion of unsatisfaction because you would have the feeling to be paid under value and from time to time you look to the left and to the right what other companies are offering. So this is also the argument for you to use when negotiating your salary. And you can always say what you would like to earn by offering a range when your future employer or when the company is asking for that. That you are mentioning a range, what you would like to have, let's say from 5,500 to 6,000 euros per month. Because the company might also offer additional benefits for their employees. And then depending on how much this is, you can then decide if you orient more to the upper or to the lower amount you have set here. And don't be afraid to ask for a high amount, even if that feels a little bit too high for you, because in 90% of the cases, the company will try to beat you down a little bit. So just be brave to already add a little buffer to this. And what is very important to keep in mind, if you know what you want, regarding your salary or also other working conditions that you would like to negotiate. If you argue for that, don't just list the attributes. List the advantages for your employer. And this is an extremely valuable wisdom for marketing in general. Advantages instead of attributes. If you want to sell a product to a customer, you should not list the attributes of this product, but the advantages that the customer has when buying that. And if you want to sell yourself to your employer and want to get the working conditions and the salary that you want, you should list the advantages and benefits that your employer has when he is granting that to you. That you are a happy and loyal colleague for the next years. And that attitude also inspires the other team members at work. That you have the motivation for the next years to give 100% for this job. That you do all your tasks with full motivation and full focus without any small portion of unsatisfaction because you would have the feeling being paid under value and from time to time you would look to the left and to the right what other companies are offering. So you see what I mean. And yes, it requires a bit self-confidence to negotiate a job offer, to end up with what you want. And this is also something that we practice in my coaching program because there are simple but very powerful tools how you can boost your self-confidence every day a little bit more to become more brave, to speak up for your interests. Because, and this is the last wisdom of this episode, you should keep in mind, in life you seldom get what is fair, but you always get what you negotiate. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have found some new inspirations and feel now a little bit more empowered to get more visible and to speak up for your interests in your everyday life and especially at work. And if you live in Finland, and if you want to really spotlight yourself during your job search or to boost your career. If you want to improve your self-confidence and make other people really listening to you, then I would like to invite you to work together with me in a personal 101 coaching, because I would like to help you to identify your strengths and your targets for your career, to find out how you can present yourself in the best possible way and how you can become a true enrichment for every Finnish company. And if you currently have a specific challenge that you are applying for a new job or you have to give an important presentation at work, then I have some special nuggets for you how you can master this. So if that sounds interesting for you, please have a look on my Spotlight Yourself coaching and mentoring program. You can find that on my website michaela-kettner.coach, or you can also contact me on Instagram michaela.kettner.fi or via LinkedIn. And no worries if you find it now challenging to spell my German name, you can find all my contact details in the show notes of this podcast. So I would be really happy to connect with you, also to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and to this episode. I wish you a nice rest of the day, get visible, and stay tuned. Bye bye.